Okay, the stand, sit over here, we'll get a picture of, maybe you want to stand up.
I'm going to do the first question.
Very interesting about, how this, how it works, I think.
But that's,
how do you look parallel, Albert?
Yes, and, boy, wish to thank you for the nice shots that you've sent on the shot.
Well, let me ask you, the main part is, are you making money?
No.
Well, one thing I've done is this, 1972, John Mitchell, we had been through a number of years of, different bands, and we had two or three different presidents, and, certainly, reflection upon their ability.
I know.
Just a thought, they were not aggressive, and then we started to make, we went into, diversification of sports, and we start off with the Olympics, and then that's what we've always been doing for the last 6 or 7 years, Notre Dame, the Napoleon Air, our singing show, we did the NFL Monday night, we brought in Don Shula, we did the pregame show, we did four wild card games, and we did the Sugar Bowl game, and then all we started moving. We did make money in June, July, August, October, and November, and broke even December the first time, we've ever made money in the last season.
So where you did all these with, television, radio.
This was all radio.
All radio, exclusively.
And doing the Monday night show on radio, you get that much of an audience despite the television coverage.
Unbelievable.
Why is that?
Well, the same thing that you're doing, right? You're into the same thing. We had 50,000 watt stations. They were on, they were non-affiliates, affiliates and non-affiliates, they were on the network. Now, they were doing a lot of things. If you know the television, you say, well, you must sit to watch it.
That's right.
And so much has happened today in the world and people are honest.
Right, right, yeah.
And I know it was here today in the audience.
What's that?
Shula was just famous.
Oh, yeah.
Shula was a great follower.
And, he's...
Well, the, what about the, news, now on the radio news, coming back some?
Really feel it, yes, sir.
How many stations do you have?
Interestingly enough, 589, and hopefully
these are on your network.
On my network, 589. Understand this, Mr. President, we don't own one. We're the only regular network that does not own and operate a radio station.
Do you feel that you have to get into television?
Do you?
No, sir, should you?
We would like to.
But you can't.
Well, I don't think it's my country.
Because you have a business as limited service, and you've got the three networks now, the independent television stations, and not that well. GN in Chicago, yes, but I think nationwide they haven't done that well.
Can you
not
very
well in Los Angeles?
Of course.
Yes, yes. But you see, in the major markets, Mr. President, they will do well. Because you have that many people. You have 18 million people.
Right. Like New York,
yeah.
Jackson, whatever it is.
But, so therefore, they're just three networks, and that's all they're going to be.
I would like to see more. I was in television
down in Miami. I had WITV, a UHF station, as a matter of fact, and I'm one of your friends that, very interestingly enough, I sold the first commercial television stations to BB.
Was that right?
When you had a service station on the Tanaka Trail.
Yeah.
And when there's a Gulf station or a Shell station, I came up. That was many years ago when I came out of baseball. And I went from you, and we made it work with UHF in Miami. But then we only had two VHF stations, I guess, through the ABC affiliate there. And then when the ABC went VHF, then a UHF station couldn't live in Miami.
What's going to happen to UHF?
When is
it? How many years are we looking to there?
I think the UHF, and it's going to be like FM in a few years from now. I think it's going to blossom out as soon as the commission, I think. Takes a bit broad of view.
Should it?
Yes, sir. I think so.
A modern religion?
I think so.
Why is it? Why is
it? Not so much the dissensory use, because you will find that maybe 60% of the dissensory use is because statement that all television sets had to have, all of them, and the television networks were already locked in with the VHF station, and they're not going to move from a channel 4 to a channel 6. They're not going to do it.
So therefore, the UHF it doesn't get good enough program.
It doesn't get independently.
What's cable going to do
with it all? I was talking to a friend of an acquaintance of yours last evening about that, Mr. Ben Gilbert, who is one of my major stockholders, and he asked me about Cablevision. I think Cablevision is, I have mixed emotions. One is I don't want it to be as successful because I think it will affect our business line. Secondly, I think that the commercial television networks, and to some degree even the commission, might intercede toward its growth, because you're paying for a service that you really get from nothing. Not only New York, when I go to my office in New York, I'll be over with some friends home and they'll have a cable vision. And really, I don't see a heck of a lot more different there than I will see, except commercially free, like the Rangers play. Now, the Rangers are not doing that this year. Imagine you won't see a team last year that they're doing this year.
Of course, could the supplier supply cable?
Yes, yes.
Could you do that?
They're thinking about it. Some people are thinking about it. Yeah, quite frankly, it's too costly to get it.
Too costly.
What's too costly? And plus the fact now that franchises have to be approved by the cities.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
When did you finish Duke?
37, law school.
Yes, 34. I was undergraduate in California. I was law school 37. Well, and you were a year away from that. You were a year, you graduated a year before they went to the Rose Bowl.
They went to the Rose Bowl the next year.
You'll see. you know the army office?
No, but it did say about your parents, you were.
Why should you know? I have a very good friend there.
Kuribashi, who attended the school here in Manhattan. Been here, and he was with the Mitsui Company. This is during years, 1963 or 4. When I was on bus, I had to go over there on some matters, and he was escorting us around. And he was telling another friend of mine who had come with his wife.
Yeah.